Our military's weapons capability is about to get a massive upgrade. Defence Minister Chris Pink announcing we're going to get some shiny new attack drones. They need to be long range. They need to be one-way strike drones. He wants a Kiwi business to make them for us. John G. Howard, former Major General and New Zealand Initiative Senior Fellow with me tonight. Good evening.
Good evening, Ron.
So who do you think will make them? I mean, when he says, I'm thinking of one particular company, when he talks about a Kiwi company making them.
Yeah, you're right. There's probably not a lot of Kiwi companies making it, and there is an obvious one up there in Tauranga to look at, but it's more than just the drone that we'll be investing in. It's great news, I think, for the defence capability plan they've delivered. So, but they're going to also need to think about it's a system. So how do you use the data that's on it? How do you train the people and how do you employ it? It's so much more advanced than what we've been used to.
And why, you know, when we say one way, why one way? Why can't we have something that comes back and refills and goes again?
Yeah, that's a great question. Look, to understand that is to look at the size of our economic exclusion zone. So we're talking about the fourth largest area in the world, which is a maritime domain, of course, and our search and rescue zone that goes beyond that. It's the ability to send something out to the full extent of a capability and deliver whatever effect that is needed at the terminal end, the end where it lands against the target. It's easier to send it out than bring it back, and the cost factor comes into play as well. It's a great decision to invest in these lower cost capabilities that will deliver the strategic effect and the deterrence now that the world can see what we're going. And I see online today this story has broken and gone rapidly around the world. So it's going to be a really interesting thing to see as it unfolds going forward.
In a lot of ways, we're playing catch-up, aren't we? I mean, look at Ukraine, look at how far advanced they are and have had to be, and look at Iran.
Yeah, you're right. So it's what we call first person, so the user right interfacing with the drone, that technology now is half a decade old in Ukraine operationally, but much older as well. We've seen drone technology mature rapidly because of that crisis in Eastern Europe and in the Middle East. So for the Defence Force of today, this is promising for not just what we should aspire to do, but how we protect our national interests.
John G. Howard, former Major General, New Zealand Initiative Senior Fellow. Good to have you on the show tonight. It is 10 away from 6.